Howdy, y'all. Caleb Helscher here, host of Storytelling Tuesdays at Pacific Yard House. Every Tuesday, I bring an artist in to come and share original music and the stories behind them. From up-and-coming players to road dogs with a million notches on their belt, come on out. We have great food, fantastic drinks, cold beer, and hot tunes. Y'all show up, we'll see you there.
Texas Radio 1.
We record Trace Beardos right now.
All
right.
Hi, I'm Beardos. Not Johnny Cash.
And I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug. And we're back.
That's totally different show.
It don't matter.
Totally different. I don't even have my headphones on yet.
Hey, it's my favorite thing
that's
to say.
That's why you're yelling.
And yeah, I was going to say, you're trying to blow eardrums out over here. So,
you hear me stand back here.
What do you think about that, Jimmy?
I think it
was a good show tonight.
It was all right.
That was all right.
It was all right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I like Jim's voice.
He's got a good voice.
Voice. And
wish I knew the name of that last song that he said he wrote. That was his that he did. That was pretty nice. A slow, like a, you know, because I'm the ballad junkie of any songs anyway. And it was a slow, really.
I liked it.
It was a good song. I liked it.
I hadn't seen him in a long time. I was trying to remember how long it's been since I've seen him.
Yeah, you said you met him years ago.
Well, it's been at least since what, 16?
Yeah.
15 or 16. Because we were at Jailhouse Saloon.
Oh.
With Red Dirt Roots Radio.
Oh, I think so. You mean back in Red Dirt Roots
time frame. We were there with Dave Collins that night.
Oh, should we shout out at Jerry while we're doing it?
Jerry James?
Yeah. Hi,
buddy.
Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
What's
You're
up,
not
Jerry?
Listening. She's listening to her own radio station. Hi, Jerry. This is not Johnny Cash.
And this is Jimmy.
This is Mudbug.
With a big smile on my face.
Not Johnny Cash.
Don't hate me.
I'm just kidding.
I tamed him down, Jerry. Yeah. I tamed him down.
Not really.
I wore him down.
Not really. I'm just tired and old. We still love you, Jerry.
He done growed up.
Good job.
He done growed up a little bit.
Hey, but at least we can hear the chairs dragging across the floor.
I know. I love it when they drag the chairs across the floor. Those things weigh a pound and a half.
It's awesome because they'll come ask. It's awesome because they'll come ask if the music's too loud. Like, hey, is the music too loud?
No, but you're dragging them damn chairs.
And then, like 2 minutes later, they're dragging floors across the concrete.
Like they can't. I don't understand. They can't pick up these 1 pound bars till they gotta drag them. Well, and it even has little holes in the top where you can just grab them with your fingers and pull it up.
It looks like a napkin holder. You're sitting on a napkin holder.
No, you put toilet paper in there, you wipe it up when you sit down.
Exactly.
If you just move back and forth. What's that?
It's
a dangerous place. If you sit down and they put a bucket underneath the chair, that means they don't expect you to get up.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
This is definitely not
an eatery. I don't want to go there. Really,
I'm not going to name
it. Maybe it was for the guy in the skirt.
Yeah, right, be the guy, that wore the dress tonight. Yeah.
I don't want to name the establishment because I don't want them to think they do that.
Don't want to mention anybody's name, but it was Caleb's uncle.
Yeah.
Hi, Caleb's uncle.
Well,
he was wearing a kilt.
He was wearing a kilt. He was kilting you.
And he kilted it.
He was kilting me.
Lady outside asked him. She said, "You got underwear on under that?" He goes, "Do you?" Wow, that's inappropriate.
Like,
wow.
That's a good point.
Somebody started it.
If she was wearing a skirt and he was to ask her that, now that would be trouble, right?
But if he's wearing a kilt and she asks him, we're not trying to start that kind of trouble.
I'm just saying, because if you really get to the gist of it, would that be trouble?
That would be trouble.
You think it probably would.
Jim,
that'd be something scary.
You might not want to leave that way over there.
Oh, yeah. I'll drink it.
The house dog will drink it.
Yeah, the house dog will drink it.
I'm not the house guy.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, we were talking about you.
What, Nyla might show up.
I thought Nyla was going to show up.
Nyla might show up.
Oh, yes, we haven't seen Cowboy tonight.
Start drinking a beer. All right, well, I'm Caleb.
Hi, Caleb.
This is Mudbug over there.
You've changed a little.
Yeah.
Your hair's shorter. Beard's longer.
Yeah, I grew a lot of hair.
You look way prettier than the normal Caleb.
Oh, you see that? They said I was way prettier than the normal Caleb.
Makes sense.
I don't know if it's normal or not.
Well, you know,
so
Caleb,
Jim,
Caleb,
this is the front
out
of your microphone. Just want to let you know that. Yes,
that's
the front
right here. Oh, yeah. So
just get up in that dog.
It's where I can hear myself when I'm speaking.
Yeah, right up on it. There you go.
Get.
Just get in there where everybody else
get
has been.
There.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I went to college. I'm no stranger.
It's okay.
To that.
We don't. Hey, no. It's okay. We don't clean them either. So
good.
Yeah. We soak them in dirty water.
This is a brotherhood at this point. Yeah, everybody's had their nose and their tongue on the mic.
Yeah. What's scary is that's the one Kate has been using for like the last year.
Bold of you to assume that this is the first time that me and Caleb have had
this kind of contact. Because I already know you've known him a long time. So
it's not the first time they've been that close together.
It's a long...
Well, Caleb's going to jump in real quick, Caleb.
Long, sordid history that... I don't know if you guys had the explicit content tag on your podcast or not, so nope. I don't want to...
You're good. You say whatever you want to say.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
We don't care. Caleb might.
We're pretty liberal around here, actually.
Is that right?
With the words. I thought it'd be funny.
You are not allowed to get
political. Oh, man. Loyal listeners, if you could have seen the looks on these guys' faces when Caleb said the L word, it was phenomenal.
Liberals.
It was phenomenal.
I'm joking, boys. Come on now.
Jim Salters, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not Johnny Cash. I'm here with Caleb Helscher and Jimmy E, Mr. Big Me. Plush.
Big Plush.
Big Plush.
And the mud bugs over there.
Oh, mud bugs over here. Taking pictures.
Taking pictures as
Everybody
always.
Smile for mud bug. Yeah, look at us.
You don't tell me what to do.
All right. And Jim Salters. Jim, you go by Jim Salters. I feel like I'm blowing my headphones up.
I feel like I am too.
All right, you feel a little loud in your headphones.
I'm gained a little hot.
That's maybe me too.
I was told to get up on it.
You got to get up on it.
Put my own personal stank on it. I feel like I'm peeking out a little bit.
We wanted to know you were there next week.
Okay. they'll be able to smell it on the
mic. Well, I'm good now, thank you.
But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, it's Jim Salter, 1S, not 2.
Oh, nope. Salter.
Yep.
Copy that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
You should have known that already.
I did know that. All right. I was trying to correct you.
It's
you weren't listening.
Not Salters. It's Salter.
Not Johnny Cash's.
There's only one of me.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I didn't say nothing about an apostrophe.
I've seen two of you right now.
No, I'm just kidding.
Of course you are.
Unrelated to spelling. Unrelated.
Whole nother story. Well, Jim's good to see you tonight, man. I was telling Knott earlier, and we talked about it too, that I hadn't seen you since, I guess it was like 2015 or 16 when I saw you last.
It probably would have been 2016, back when I was playing over at that other place in Old Town Spring.
We can say jailhouse.
Well, I guess it's
we can
not,
mention whatever we want.
It's not operational right now, so it's not like it's competition. They didn't know.
I thought they opened back up. Did they?
We talk about our competition. They got
purchased by somebody else. I don't know what it is now. Actually, to be honest.
Okay.
The old jailhouse saloon out on 2920?
It's
2060.
Old Town Spring.
It's just off the main drag, right there by the railroad tracks in Old Town Spring.
Yeah. So and I've gone there and had several good times, but I did see you that day.
Yeah, that's right.
I just didn't remember. I was there with him. Back with the red. We talked about it a little bit before these guys actually showed up. Red Dirt Roots Radio.
Yeah. Back in the day.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
That was right when I first got started in radio world.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I think I could have...
Internet radio world.
And Caleb was 4.
Yes.
I was 7. 7 years old, thank you. But I'm not.
2016. You see this one eyelash he has? It's like super long. I don't know if it's an eyelash or if it's like his ponytail in his eye. I'm not even sure what that is.
A little bit of both. No one's ever commented on my eyelashes before. Not thank you.
I mean, if you, I don't know if you can see it from here, you'd freak out. if my eyes,
you should be getting compliments
like
all
that.
The time. sorry, not I'm talking to Reese.
No, you're good. If my eyelashes looked like that, he would freak out. He'd be like, "Hey."
That's because he's a man who takes a lot of pride in eyelashes. So he's trying to help as his friend. He's trying to help you out.
I agree, Jim.
I was going to say, so Jim and I were, we played a lot of the same gigs for many years, and we had each other on Facebook for probably like, you think 5 years, Jim? You think five?
At least five.
At least. And then we finally met each other in the flesh, and it was, of course, a solid bromance. And
solid bromance.
We started playing gigs together.
5 years on Facebook.
You know, and we'd like each other's shit, maybe a heart now and then.
Yeah.
And, I don't even think there wasn't hearts back in the day. It was just liking each other's.
Yeah, you just had to thumbs up it, right? Yeah, yeah, you just had to thumbs up it.
Thumbs up it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had all these mutual musician friends that we played shows with. Kaleb and I were just talking about this earlier. I've had every bass player.
For his band has played with me.
Yeah, show at some point.
Except for Kaleb.
And there's only been. There's been three, but there's majority two. And I only hire women bass players because I'm sexist.
Yeah, get that through your head.
And
bass.
Jim's had both of them.
I don't get it.
Both of them ladies.
At this venue.
Both of those ladies have played with me one time each, and
it was on this stage here.
Yeah.
That's crazy, on different occasions. Yeah. It was wild.
That's cool.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't in the same night.
I did that once. I did that once, and it was a bad night, man.
What, two bass players?
Two bass players.
No,
you can have two guitar players, but you can't have two bass players.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on from tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, tomatoes.
But no, Jim and I. That's hilarious.
He's a Gemini?
Jim and I. We were friends on Facebook for years, and we played a show together, and we started playing shows together, and I think I automatically knew we were going to be friends.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because of all of our mutual friends. And just, like, I would play Friday night and Jim would play Saturday night.
Yeah.
For years. You know what I mean? We were 24 hours away.
Yeah.
Or so many hours away from meeting each other for years. And then we met each other in the flesh, and it was
and by the time we did.
I already knew you.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. Because of our mutual friends that we've been playing shows with and knowing each other by reputation for so long, it was like we didn't even shake hands. It was like, hey, what's up, Kaleb? Hey, Jim.
He just grabbed me by the balls, and I just grabbed him by the balls. You know what I mean? We're already friends, you know?
I was getting to that.
He was going to leave that part out.
No, I wasn't going to leave it out. he's telling the story in the wrong order.
All right.
I see how that is. So, Jim, tonight you played, I believe, I might have missed one, but for sure, two songs that you wrote tonight. Yeah. What, y'all only played for, what, an hour and a half? Is that right?
Hour 45.
Hour 45. Okay. So, I missed 15 minutes. So, you played two songs. I love your voice.
I think you got a great voice for Texas country music
and that kind of thing.
I think he has a great voice. Period.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I agree with Jimmy.
Period.
Yeah, I agree with Jimmy.
So, but righty, you've been in music for a long time. Obviously, we've seen you back in 2016, and I'm not trying to like throw you under the bus or nothing. You got a writing. What's going on? I mean, you just got to like. Are you like me and you stare at a blank canvas? I mean, I'm an artist, so I look at a blank canvas and I go, what am I going to paint? You know, or what am I going to draw? Somebody's got to give me the idea, or is it just like, inspiration has to slap you in the face?
Kind of everything, like that?
Yeah,
kind of everything you just said. Like if I sit down and I'm looking at a blank piece of paper, like I'm going to write a song, I won't put a fucking word down.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening, right?
You know,
I'm with you.
I need to have something, has to happen.
Yeah, just kind of
like smack me in the face, like you said. Like one of the songs that I played tonight, the slower one, my original that I played, the longest 6 weeks is what it's called. That song came about because of the way a relationship was going. The woman I was dating at the time, she wanted to go on a break, and I was like, okay, I'm going to wait for you, because I was young and idealistic and didn't realize that she probably wanted to go on a break so she could fuck other dudes.
Yeah,
you know?
Break the man, she wasn't coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And she didn't.
Well, that's kind of like...
But I wrote the song before I heard back from her, though. That's why the song ends the way that it does. It ends, okay, the telephone rings.
Nah.
And then instrumental out. Like, there's no more words after that, because that's all I had at the
time. Yeah. I thought that was a George Strait callback.
I thought that was
a George Strait, because you mentioned George Strait in that song. I thought it was a George Strait, the telephone rings. I think about quarter to nine.
Oh, dude.
So I completely thought that was a callback.
Kaleb, I wrote that song.
That wasn't even a...
I wrote that song 17 years ago.
Wow.
And I've never put that together.
Was George Strait even alive back then?
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, dude, you just blew my mind. I'd never put that together.
I was about to play Cheyenne right then and there.
Dude. Because
I thought I was... Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm dead serious. Right? That was crazy, not deliberate. I'd never put that together until you said that just now. Holy shit.
Well, now you got something.
Learn something every day.
I think that's the beauty of writing, though, is the fact that, like, so I've written songs that, so a song I wrote is one of Chelsea's favorite songs. And she told everyone, and then once I got married to her, I had to let her know the truth. I wrote it about one of her best friends. And she couldn't leave me because we're married. And I guess she can, kind of.
Careful.
No, but I told her after we're married, I was like, this is my wife's favorite song. I wrote about her best friend. And where am I going with this?
Where are you going with that, Caleb?
I don't play it anymore.
We're talking about inspiration.
No, but inspiration, it's like in that same song, I played festival. It's Uncle Lucius's festival, old Kevin Galloway. He had it for years. They don't do it no more. They'll probably resurrect it. But the two women that put it on are two lesbians, and they love that song, and that's their song.
And what's the song?
It's called Lost Grip. It's called Lost Grip. It's on our EP.
Lost Grip, okay.
Tomatoes EP. But so the song that was my wife's favorite song that I wrote about her best friend that I don't play anymore because I wrote about her best friend also the love song between two lesbians. That's their song for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But nobody really knows how life happens.
We write songs for what we're feeling at the moment. You put it out there and people can take it anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Once, like, it's written and once it's put out there, it means one thing to you, but it's going to mean a whole different thing. I completely
thought it was a callback to George Strait.
It's going to mean something totally different to the other two people that listen to it.
Yeah.
So,
and Caleb.
Sorry, Caleb.
And both people, it meant something to them. But, you know what I mean?
It did mean something.
Well, Caleb, that part of my song you thought was George Strait callback, that I was so focused on what was going on at the time and the emotions that were influencing me to write the song and inspiring me to write the song, that it was like, no, this is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for a call back from this girl. Oh, and I was like, realistically, I'm just sitting around drinking whiskey and playing my guitar, and then the telephone rings. And I was thinking about it so literally, I didn't think about anything outside of just that zoned in part right there because of what the influences were that generated.
But it's
that
awesome,
song.
Though. It's awesome, but, though. So you wrote it and from inspiration. And it just sucks that it, I don't know, it just sucks that you don't have more of it, I guess.
We
need some more Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner stuff going on right here. So that we can get some more inspiration in your head.
I think you're
right.
I think you're right.
So are you happily married or something?
Yeah, that's why I don't write songs.
That's it. You gotta be.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
How long have you been married?
Actually, we got married on Halloween last year.
Oh, shit. Only a year?
Wearing a kilt.
I thought maybe it was like 15 years or something.
Three songs. No, my wife and I have been together for a little over 5 years now.
Okay. Hey, what's her name, man? What's her name?
Her name is Stevie.
Hey, Stevie.
Stevie's awesome.
Stevie is awesome. Oh, yeah. Stevie is awesome.
I think we were playing over there at Shane's Saloon over there. Was it not Pinehurst? What's the name of the town?
Yeah, it's
Pinehurst. Is it Pinehurst?
Yeah.
So there's a town named Pinehurst.
Turns out.
Caleb, jeez.
I'm here.
Killing me over here.
I'm here. Those gigs were fantastic, and I remember walking in there, and people were looking at me like I'm from East County or something.
Well, you are.
Okay, you're right. They're right, too. But... Damn it! That didn't help my argument whatsoever.
How do you think they look at me when I walk in here? I mean, we're in downtown Conroe, and when I walk in, they go,
"Cut shoe boy right there."
One of these guys.
Okay. We found him.
Oh, there's another cut shoe guy.
Oh, jeez.
He must know Caleb.
It's kind of hilarious.
I walked in tonight, and I guess it's a new. Hostess, and she goes, "Oh, are you with the band?" I went, "Yeah,
yeah."
I just came over and sat down. I was like, "Yeah." Are you?
All right, Jim. So,
do you have a text message you want to share?
No, we're good. No? I'm muting her.
He's YouTubing over here.
Right. He's FaceTiming his wife is what he's doing.
Uh-oh. Well, she called me, so I let her know where I'm at.
Hey, Hi, Chelsea. So, Jim, you have anything coming up or...
Show-wise?
Other than just, I know you show play all
wise,
the time, right?
Recording-wise, anything. What do you got going on?
Don't really have plans to record right now. My bank of originals is pretty small, even though I've been, quote-unquote, a songwriter for 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, can I promise I'm going to say this and not intentionally hurt your feelings?
Sure.
I think you battle with the same thing I battle. Is that we write songs and we don't think they're good enough, man. I think we stop. I no hate, brother.
Dude, like, you're 100%. Like, you're 100% right.
I think because I write a song and be like, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
All the time.
We can be our own worst critics a lot of times.
Jim's an easygoing man, but he's a hard man when it comes because you noticed every song you played. Was a well fucking written song. Was a damn good song. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, of course, he holds music very highly. And I think that's kind of like...
Well, there's one thing to be said about wanting to create something that is awe-inspiring.
But
I suffer
from
all those
kind of things. From it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I suffer from, like, holding yourself captive to the idea of, like...
That you're not good enough.
Robert O'Keefe or Chris Knight or... But guess what? There's a lot of fucking Kenny Chesney's out there, too. You
Robert
know what I mean?
O'Keefe and Chris Knight in the same sentence. That's weird.
Yeah. But like, I don't... Like, sorry. I want you to know, is like, write the damn stupid songs. Sing the damn stupid songs. His favorite... Knott's favorite song of mine is called Red Mexican. And I wrote that when I was 18 years old. Yeah. And it's a stupid fucking song.
And you know what?
And
he wrote it when
it.
He was 18. How old are you now, Caleb?
20?
I'm 22.
at least 22.
The song is at least 10 years old.
But Jim, I love you, brother.
And he has not recorded it.
I don't, exactly, because...
So I'm threatening to record it.
Yeah, no,
you should.
And no one really wants to hear that.
Yeah, all of Cut and Shoot.
No, because God.
Well, maybe the what's the 1518? Is that what?
I love you, Jim. I love you, Jim. Write the damn song, brother.
I love you back, Caleb. And yeah, I do suffer from that, man. There's a reason that Knott had to talk me into playing original songs tonight.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear what you had. I wanted to hear them.
And I for whatever reason, I don't like playing them. It's not that I don't think they're good. It's just I enjoy other people's. Songs more than I enjoy my own.
Oh man, I get you there. I get that understanding and enjoying other people's music. But you know what? You have to enjoy your own too. You need to be able to write something and play it in front of people.
I can write it for you too.
And just kidding. You know, you had your inspiration for a reason. You know, and the reason's yours. It's not none of ours. It wasn't our reason that you wrote it. So when you have that reason and write it. Play it. Whether you record or not, play it.
And you write damn
play
good
it.
Songs,
people
man.
Put
you
that,
write
put
damn
that
good
shit out
songs.
There for
good.
People to hear, you know? You got a great voice, and you Thank have, you. I mean, listening to, did you do two or three?
I did three.
You did three?
Three originals.
Originals tonight? I know the two for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let's talk about my favorite line. Oh, and my favorite line about the losing weight song.
I love it.
What was that line?
Caleb
that line?
Needs to lose some weight.
No, it was this. This and I'm losing.
I'm not singing it. So
you don't have a guitar in his hand. You can't sing that song.
My friends all tell me, man, you need to reconsider why I stick around when she's pushed you away. Instead, I'm losing sleep and I'm gaining weight because the bottle came and took her place.
That's phenomenal, brother.
But there's no tenderness in an 80-proof embrace.
That
goes to the chorus.
You have it.
Thank you.
That's good stuff.
And like, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm really proud of that song.
It's great lines. Great stuff.
But it's going to go on Caleb's album of songs that are too long because it's like 6.5 minutes long. So...
Hey, just let me read it for a couple minutes. I can trim it back for you.
That's too long song.
Too long songs.
I love it.
Songs that are too long. That's all right.
I thought it was, that's maybe 4.5 minutes.
Depends on which version you listen to.
Okay. Well, like, my songs are too long. They're like 6.5 minutes.
Well, I was going to say the one recording I've got of that song is about 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And that's available for streaming or download at jimsalter.bandcamp.com.
There it is.
That was the next question.
JimSalter at Bandcamp. What?
.com.
At Bandcamp?
Bandcamp.com.
Yep.
That's a really long time.
Have you never heard of Bandcamp?
JimSalter at Bandcamp.com.
Correct. JimSalter.bandcamp.com.
Oh, JimSalter.bandcamp.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. SaveTheSalmon.net.
I'll try to remember. I'll send you guys a link. Y'all can post it along with you.
Yeah, pick that up.
I'll try to remember to put that in the show notes.
I'll send it to you.
So okay, thanks, man.
Hey, you can put it on my Spotify, dude, anytime, man.
I don't think
man.
I've ever heard that.
I do.
I've never heard of Bandcamp.
Now, Jim, been out for a long time.
Jim, I want to say how much I fucking love you, brother.
I love you back, Caleb.
We've talked about original music, but your voice carries so well throughout the world, man. Your voice is so powerful. Your guitar playing is phenomenal.
Thank you.
You know, I think... We were talking about a gig that he showed up. He played a gig here in Pacific Yard House where there's a three-piece that's supposed to play. The guitar player singer lost his voice. So they just hired Jim. they come front the John Cranton trio.
It's like, hey, man, our singer's sick. We'll give you $20 if you'll fill in. Right?
I mean, that's almost like, what it was.
Yeah.
John called me. He's like, hey, man, I can't front the band. I can't do the trio thing tonight. Could you come front the band and we'll just play four piece? I'm like, yeah, sure. That's when I played with Sarah. Yeah, from
Homegrown
Tomato.
She's blood in, blood out. Homegrown Tomato.
Nice.
You know, and we just
she's still bleeding tomato seeds.
It happens.
Yeah, man.
Homegrown Tomato.
Well, it was really good. Tomatoes. Enjoyed it tonight. Fantastic
really
job,
guys,
man.
Guys, I really enjoyed sitting here. Yeah, hanging out with y'all. Sincerely.
So, hey, Texas Radio One, whatever you want, Texas Radio One got it for you, man.
So you're on Facebook, right?
Yes.
People can find you on Facebook. Look him up, Jim Salter.
I prefer his OnlyFans, but
well, that's Caleb.
We can
we'll put that in the show notes.
Let's put the Facebook page in the show notes, and they can message me from there. We'll talk about everything else. No, I don't want to get you guys in too much trouble. There is such a thing as guilty by association. Y'all seem pretty on the up and up. I don't want to get you involved in anything you don't want to be involved in.
I'm really not sure how much trouble you can get us in. This is probably episode 35.
36,
don't threaten me with a good time, brother. Don't threaten me with a good time. There's going to be pyrotechnics and rodeo clowns. And I'll leave it at that.
I call it plausible deniability. I really didn't know this is actually Caleb Helscher.
Well, for that matter, I don't either. I'm assuming it is.
We've never asked to see his ID.
No.
I don't carry it.
All right.
When I get pulled over.
All right. You don't carry it or then when issue one. There's two different things.
Caleb Helscher. Caleb. Mr. Jim Salter.
Yep. What?
Mr. Big Plush. Mudbug's got something to say.
Mudbug here, real quick. Jim, you're awesome. I really appreciate that. That last one I told you about, you were going to play your last song that was yours. Just so you know, to me, that was a great song because I'm a ballad junk anyway, and I loved it.
Ballad junk.
I had to make sure I tell you that. Yeah. I really love soca songs. That song got my attention. It was great. I really
ballad junkie.
Thank you.
That's
very
what
much.
I call myself, the ballad junkie.
Yeah, I am too.
And
I get that.
But other than that, I was on the phone with Caleb's wife while y'all were talking here.
I'm sorry.
It was a good time.
Love you, babe.
I love you, dude, Chelsea.
Love you too, Chelsea.
I love my wife.
It's getting weird.
I had to make sure I tell you, Caleb. Your wife said. She's hungry, and you better bring her food home. If don't come home.
That's fine.
You can't stay at my house, dude.
Love you, Chelsea.
All right, well, I guess that means that Chelsea said she's hungry, so it's time to end this podcast.
Right. Yeah, Caleb, you can't stay with me tonight, dude. Not after the last time.
Not after the last time. I'm sorry.
Jim, you got a website?
It's just a bite mark.
Not currently.
Find him on Facebook.
We just search you on Facebook and all the Googles.
Look up Jim Salter Music. It's SALTER. Look up Jim Salter Music, on Facebook.
You got it, man. We'll do it. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Storytelling Tuesday with Texas Radio 1 and putting up with Caleb Helscher.
Hey, man, he puts up with me. So turnabout's fair play.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Love you.
Goodbye.
This is a Texas Radio 1 podcast.
A special thanks to Pacific Yard House in Conroe for hosting Storytelling Tuesdays every week. Be sure to visit PacificYardHouse.com for more information about everything they have to offer. Also, special thanks to Caleb Helscher for letting us be a part of Storytelling Tuesdays and for generally being an awesome individual. If you would like more information about Texas Radio 1, visit TexasRadio1.com, where we play the very best country in Texas. Daggum right.